prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Monday, January 29th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Miss Melody. How was your weekend?
Just absolutely beauty mess.
Well, good, good. Glad to hear that.
It's really one of those weekends where you just kind of stayed in.
Yeah, we had a beautiful day here Friday and Saturday. Sunday yesterday wasn't too bad. The day's got kind of snowy and nasty, but yeah, it was a nice weekend. We finally got a chance to go to church again, and first time in about a month because it kept getting snowed out. So it's good to get back in the saddle that way again.
Well, it looks like the paper markets got back into the saddle again today. You know, and I guess it really doesn't matter that we're on the really on the brink of war. Not on the brink of war. We're on the brink of a nuclear war, third world. You know, it doesn't matter. Gold up. The Dow Jones was up 223 points today at 38,000. The S&P was up 36 points. The NASDAQ was up 172 points. But I'm going to go ahead and get to the gold prices. Gold was up $14 at $2,031. Silver was up almost 2% at $23.30. Platinum was up almost 2%, up $18 at $939. And Palladium was up 2.71%, $26 at $987. Crude oil today was down a buck at $76.97. European markets, France was stronger by 6 points. Woohoo! Everything else was negative. Asia, China was, China was down almost 1%. 27 points. Nikkei was stronger. And the 10-year yield, 4.08, a little bit to the downside. And my natural gas was down 9.25%. That's huge. 2.46. So, you know, Butch, I was watching, I don't know if I can find this person's name. His name is David Rogers. Have you ever heard of him?
I don't think so.
David Rogers Webb. And I was watching a video on him today. I rarely will watch videos because usually it's nothing. that they can tell me that I don't already know. Not that I know everything. I don't. But a lot of it is, you know, it's what I do. And we was doing a recap of how these markets and the amount of money and the velocity of money and, you know, what's happened through the dot-coms and how they created money out of thin air and how it's all by design. Now, this guy, he was by no means what you would consider to be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it was a very well, I got interrupted and I couldn't finish the video. One of my customers was listening to one of his videos. I guess it's on YouTube. And it's, folks, everything that he went through, if you know, pull up and watch some of his videos, I would recommend him. I don't recommend too many people because a lot of it is all done by sensationalism and, you know, and not a whole lot of research and so forth. But this guy, he reminded me a lot of Bob Chapman. And he had the experience. Now, anybody can get on YouTube and say they had all this experience and so forth. And who knows, that they're just good salespeople. But there was something about this guy that I really liked. And again, the things that he said wasn't something that we don't already know. But he just reinforced the idea that this is all by design. It's in an agenda. And what the banks and what the central banks around the world have done to control your money. They have systems. He talked about the systems and he mentioned these systems, why they were created and how they will work when the system collapses. So all of these systems are just designed for the collapse. And it's just not here in the States. It's a global collapse. So I didn't finish the end. So it's like, folks, your retirement accounts, they're doomed. You don't own them anyway. They're doomed. And if it doesn't matter to you, that's okay. But just don't pretend that you think that they're safe. That's the key. It was really interesting, and the guy's name again is David Rogers. I typed in David Rogers Webb. He came up, and I did a little, you know, scooting around and found his video. So it was really, again, it wasn't an eye-opener. It was just a reinforcement of what we know and what we talk about. And Butch, and I didn't even see where he recommended gold or anything like that. Who knows? I like I said, I couldn't watch the end. But what else is there?
Good question. And I have to say this, for you to be impressed with somebody, that speaks pretty highly of them, because you're not easily swayed in different directions.
That's true. That's very true.
In other words, she's stubborn. But go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's the Italian in me, I guess. But no, it's true. I've seen it and I've heard a lot. Have I seen everything? No, I haven't. Do I know everything? No. But I get it. You know, I can bring comparisons and everything. And again, he was sort of reminiscent I thought of Bob Chapman. And, you know, so anyway, enough of him. So again, I mean, Butch, I don't know where you want to start out today.
Well,
I'm
going
to
start out with some finances. But, you know, I still miss Bob. Bob was one of the most soft-spoken with the strongest message of any financial advisor I ever heard of.
This guy was the same. He just sat there, and he's living in, living in Sweden now? He's originally from Ohio, and, you know, he's not in investing or anything. I mean, that was his past career. He says, I'm into farming now. So.
Interesting. I have to look him up. His name is David Rogers.
David Rogers.
Okay. I'll check that out.
I Googled David Rogers Webb, W-E-B.
That sounds interesting. I mean, again, Bob was probably about the best I ever had, was blessed to get to know on a lot of different issues. And he was even spoken. He didn't go into showmanship. He just brought forth the news. And I like that. I like that very much.
Yes. And yes.
You know, here's something I'm sure we all think about when we go see a doctor. In short or not, most Americans, more Americans than ever, find it hard to afford medical care expenses. And I know that's true for a lot of people. Inflation is taking a huge bite of family budgets, and rising medical expenses are a big part of it. U.S. healthcare spending grew 4.1% in 2022, reaching $4.5 trillion, or $13,493 per person. Think about that, Melody, almost $13,500 per person in this country. Healthcare spending now accounts for nearly 20% of the GDP, according to CMS. Indeed, federal spending out on Medicare, Medicaid, and ACA subsidies to insurance companies have now exceeded the entire discretionary budget of the U.S. government. Wow. The federal agency forecast in national health expenditures will soar to nearly $7 trillion by 2030. Out-of-pocket costs will rise an average of 4.6% annually through 2030 to reach 9% of total spending. Those costs are families suffer unnecessarily. These costs make families suffer unnecessarily. And health insurance is absolutely out of sight. And the cost of health care is reaching epidemic portions. As you said, we're already, per person, over $13,000 in debt, with health care. Really, that is a huge statement. If people can't afford to eat, they have to make a mind between seeing a doctor, maybe, or buying groceries. That's not a good choice, is it?
You know, I mean, hey, this is what that's why everybody loved Obamacare. They got you hook, line, and sinker. They introduced something that you think is good for you. But you can go back all the way to where they introduced these HMOs and these PPOs. I mean, that was the beginning of the end for the medical care, when they made hospitals Absolutely. For profit instead of and it's just you see them adapt the laws. You know, when parents started to they were forced to pay for their children's health care until they were 26.
Yes.
Like, really?
Yes.
How about them getting, you know, that's all. I remember when I was in those younger years in the 20s, I got my health care from my boss, from my employment. That was part of my benefit package.
Yeah, you worked.
Yeah, you worked.
Yeah.
Now these kids don't work. They don't have jobs that provide. So it's, and government just keeps coming in and creating these programs, and they don't help anyone. It's just destruction. They destroy.
That's very true. I had a doctor friend of mine who retired. When Obama was elected, he retired. He said, I see it coming. And he called it right.
Yeah. They flat out lie to people.
Yes, he did.
And the big question is, yes, I wished everybody could have health care. But I don't want to pay for everybody's health care.
We can't pay for everybody's health care.
You know, I want to pay for my own.
Exactly. That's all right. We're paying for illegals now, too, so don't worry about it. We're fine.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Be happy.
And over the years, we mentioned this company in China, Evergrande. Talk about a huge hit, financial hit. I want to know, by no means an expert on Evergrande Corporation, but it was huge. It was a land, I guess you say, developer and investor that you would never thought could have went broke, but it did. Chinese property giant Evergrande ordered to liquidate after failing to reach a deal with creditors. Folks, this is huge. An historic development for the bankruptcy of Shy China. On Monday, a Hong Kong court ordered China Evergrande, once the country's largest real estate company, to be liquidated, opening a new and unpredictable phase in the collapse of the world's most indebted property developer.
$300 billion, I guess.
How many?
$300 billion, I think.
$300 billion. Wow. Liquidation order comes more than 2 years after the company's official default, which has triggered a cash crunch for Chinese developers that has crippled what was once the world's largest second asset class. They're still hobbling the world's second largest economy. Hong Kong High Court Judge Linda Chan issued the order on Monday after the developer failed to come up with a last-minute restructuring plan to satisfy international creditors despite lengthy negotiations. It will be a situation where the court says enough is enough, Chan said. I consider that it is appropriate for the court to make a winding up order against the company, and I so order. How many people is that going to affect? I'm not just talking about the people that work with Evergrande, but all their creditors. That's a huge loss for many, many people, Melody.
Yes, you would think. But in the era of new financial wizardry, who knows?
You know, maybe if they teach us some of their tricks, we could...
I know!
Yeah, there you go. We could find self-righting into something really good here, you know? Gee. And, of course, back to the political race. Our Senator Joe Manchin to launch 2024 bid if Biden has health scare. Well, his mind and situation already scares me already. But anyway, Senator Joe Manchin reportedly remains interested in launching a 2024 presidential bid on a no-labels ticket if President Joe Biden, 81, has a health care. If he enters the race, Manchin could siphon votes from Biden, potentially dooming the president's reelection campaign. Democrats have raised concerns for months about Biden's 2024 chances due to poor polling about his age and physical stamina. Manchin acknowledged he has a role as a national icon in a fiscally responsible and socially compassionate middle. CNN reported Monday, but he would only enter the race if the president experienced a health scare that could give him an opening to run as an independent this year. No labels ticket. Establishment bipartisan group set a mid-March deadline around Super Tuesday for Manchin to decide on a presidential run. That leaves about 1.5 months for him to make up his mind. No labels leaders told CNN they do not know if the retiring West Virginia senator will run. Well, I don't know if he will or not, but I won't support him. I'll tell you that right now. And I met the man personally. He knows who I am. We've spoken at some length on different issues. And in some areas, Melody, he comes across as a solid individual. But it's like you look at something, it's a facade. It looks like a solid pillar, but it may just be a facade of paper around a pole of sand, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Would you rather have Biden?
No, I don't want Biden either. Tell you the truth, I don't know who I'm going to support this time, if any.
I know.
I don't know any, but... The Manchin, as I said, I met him personally, and he did a few things to help us through the situation back in the 90s, or the early 2000s. And I appreciate that and admire him for that. But he is a little bit wishy-washy in some issues that I just can't support.
He's a politician.
But he may run. Of course he is. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Yeah, he's a politician. So, you know, it's the same old, just different person, different face. It's the same old thing.
And we have RFK running independent. Now we have Manchin may run as a no labels ticket. I think this may be the most candidate we've been run on as independents. I don't know how long it's been since they had that happen before.
Well, you had Perot.
Yeah, Perot, but that's been years ago.
That was years. That's, yeah. I mean, there's been other independents, but I mean, one that's gotten any traction with the media or anything. Perot was really, I mean, there's been several since then, but.
And Perot told
JFK. I'm not JFK, but.
RFK?
Yeah. You know, since he would have been better off staying where he was at, because once he went into an independent thing, you don't hear anything about him, do you?
No, you don't. Very little, although he said he might be on another ballot. I don't think he'll make the ballots anyway. I truly don't think he's going to be able to do that. And if Manchin runs, how are they going to make the ballots? You have to get so many people to sign a petition, get you on the ballot in each state, I do believe. And that's huge order. And I know a lot of people who will not vote independent because you're throwing your vote away. That's not true, but that's what they think.
Yeah. Yeah. It will be interesting.
It is. It is. It's almost break time. Then we get into more stuff and get back.
Oh, is it around springtime?
Almost. Past segment.
Okay. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is another day to find you shying away. Oh, I'm coming for your love, okay?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. Excuse me, that's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And we got some great pricing. I had a call. I don't know. Not quite sure. Got a call today, and he says, you know, I said, I bought some product in December, and I still don't have it. And they said they're not going to, it's going to be the end of February before I get it. Well, folks, is that starting already? You know, you got to put pressure on these guys. And if you want to get your product, there's no slowing of product at this point in time. I think the longest thing out is Silver Eagles is about a week out, and that's only just because they released the new 2024s, getting, you know, caught up and getting those put out there. So, you know, if you're caught in one of those traps, I know a lot of you are patient. Oh, I've done business with them before, so I'll get my money. Uh-uh. No, you were lucky before. You know, and it's you know what, Butch, it's the same old story.
Yeah.
And you know, and it seems like the conservative, we're just a lot more patient and trustworthy. We trust people, you know, and it's like, no, if it's not normal, then you get your money back. And don't let them talk you into waiting. Because that's what happens. I've been around long enough.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What is the production run of Silver Eagles? What is normally their monthly production run?
Oh, it just varies. I mean, it can vary based on supply and demand, yeah. Because you have wholesalers that go in and they have to place their bids. Their orders are taken like, let me see if I can remember. It's something like the wholesaler to the mint has to have their orders in by Monday, and then their price, then they're given a price on Tuesday, or, you know, and the U.S. Mint only gives out in allotments. So you just, you know, if you wanted to order 30 million, you can't. Each wholesaler has certain allotments that they can do. So it's hard to determine prior to what it might be, only after the fact. And I don't think there's really any average. I mean, you can see the trend. You can see, and I'll look that up. I'll look that up and give people an idea. So,
well, the mint covers the cost of making them, obviously, because that's what they charge the wholesalers. So is the mint making money on making these things?
Sure they are. Sure they are. It's not free.
That's what I figured. Okay. You know, you've heard about Argentina's new leader and his radical ideas. Everybody loved it for a while. Article says, traitor. Argentina paralyzed the strikes as thousands of protests Milei's shock therapy. Javier Milei's honeymoon is over. Milei's honeymoon is over. 2 months after libertarian firebrand Javier Milei was elected president of Latin basket case of Argentina, pledging to overhaul the economy and openly warning a period of brutal austerity and pain is coming, the initial euphoria is fading fast and is being replaced with the shock and horror of what comes next. And sure enough, in the biggest show of resistance to date against Milei, Argentine workers on Wednesday took to the streets for a general strike, bringing swaths of downtown Buenos Aires to a standstill. In what has been called an unprecedented mobilization, never before in modern Argentinian history has a mass strike been called less than 7 weeks into a new presidency. But leaders from Argentina's largest labor union, the guys who are used to a steady drip of handouts from the government, said the nationwide protests reflect the urgency they feel as Milei pursues radical economic and political reforms he likens to shock therapy. Thousands of mostly labor union protesters swarmed into the square in front of the Argentina's Congress on Wednesday, denouncing Milei's sweeping plans to overhaul the government, privatize public and industries, and slash spending. Some banged pots and carried signs accusing Milei of being a traitor. Other banners featured the portrait of a working-class icon, Evita Perón. Now, make a comment here. Now, folks, just let this sink in a second. Argentina is a socialist country. People are used to government handouts. Yeah, they want less spending. They want less government control. But they don't want to go through the pain of having to cut back on that spending, give up any of the benefits, or the soft lifestyles. And that's what it boils down to. They've been given so many handouts now that they're not going to tolerate even the good idea of going back maybe to a sound financial system, cutting back on expenses, making government back manageable again. They want it, but they don't want it because they don't want to lose their benefits. Well, guess what would happen to America if all of a sudden they said, we're going to cut out a lot of these benefits, we're going to cut down on government spending, actually going to get our debt in the government, we're going to cut back on trillions of dollars of spending in order to stabilize our economy and bring people back to prosperity. The hurt between them saying that and actually getting it done will cause a revolution in America. All people, including myself, get some kind of government subsidy, some kind of check that they couldn't live without. And although they want their freedom, they want less spending, they want less taxes, they're not going to give up what they get because that means they don't have their cushion and their cushy lifestyle. Mel, is that pretty well plain to understand that?
I think so. Well, I think it is.
I mean, it's hard to go from a socialist country to an independent society when you used to get everything given to you, isn't it?
Well, certainly it is. People aren't going to give it up. The thing of it is, what can they do? They can't go out and get a job. There's no jobs to be had. You know, they haven't worked for years. There is no ambition. You know, they don't know how to go out and work 8 hours a day. They couldn't, even if they wanted to, most likely. Yeah, and that's what they take away from the people. You know, Pete, you're wondering why we have all of this crime and everything going on in all of these cities. And it's just not the Democrats. That those are the ones that probably have the most, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Some areas worse than others.
Yes.
But people just have too much, you know what? They got too much time on their hands. They don't work. They're not productive. They're just floating around. I mean, there's no sense of pride. There's no, you know, it's the whole picture. You need those jobs. You need to work.
But that's falling to the wayside. If you, I mean, you can look at the little stores around you now, especially the fast food place. They can't find workers. They
no.
can't keep them there. I mean, they.
Well, and then again, these workers that aren't worth a hoot.
Oh yeah.
You know, request things that are just. Well, if I'm going to work for you, I want this, this, and that. No. You're not going to get that. This is what we. Well, I'm not going to work for that. I'd rather go back on the dole.
And they do.
Mommy and daddy.
And they do. That's America today.
Yep.
I guess we should cover some of the border news because this is getting to be kind of a heated situation. Abbott tells Tucker Carlson, he's not backing down. Expects red states to circle wagons and Trump elected in November. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke with Tucker Carlson Friday, telling him that he's going to do as much as possible to put up more border barriers than deny illegal entry, and that our head is down. We're working regardless of what the Biden administration is doing. Abbott told Carlson that he's prepared in the event that Biden tries to take over the Texas National Guard. That would be a boneheaded move on his part, a total disaster, he said. We are prepared in the event that this unlikely event does occur. We do have other armed state employees on the border as we speak right this minute. And that's the Texas Department of Public Safety, as well as other law enforcement officers, as well as National Guard from other states. I said National Guard folks from other states. And you can be assured there will be more National Guard from other states and more law enforcement officers within the state of Texas and other states. 10 retired FBI officials and experts in counterintelligence sent a letter to congressional leaders warning that the Biden administration policies and facilitate a soft invasion of military-age men in the United States from a terror-linked area of the world. The letter was written on January 17th before Texas Governor Abbott invoked the invasion clause of the U.S. Constitution, suggests that his terrorist attack is likely imminent. And I agree, and I'll say this. I hope it doesn't happen. But what a ripe time for a false flag. What a ripe time for a false flag. Oh, my. This is just, it's like the fuse is lit. And you're just waiting for it to take off. I mean, hang on, folks. The threat we call out today is new and unfamiliar. In its modern history, the U.S. has never suffered an invasion of the homeland, and yet one is unfolding now. Military-aged men from across the globe, many from countries or regions not friendly to the United States, are landing waves on our soils by the thousands, not by splashing shore from a ship or parachuting from its plane, but rather by foot across the border that has been accurately advertised around the world as a largely unprotected with ready access granted. It would be difficult to overstate the danger represented by this presence inside our borders and why this comparatively a multi-division army of young, simple, single adult males from hostile nations and regions whose background, intent, or allegiance is completely unknown. They include individuals encountered by border officials and then possibly released into the country, along with the shockingly high estimates of gotaways being those who have entered and evaded apprehension, the letter continues. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin called the letter sobering. That is a sobering letter. Talk about a chance to get everybody scared back into their cages, another false flag event, who knows what it could be, an actual physical event as far as another 9/11 type thing or another huge outbreak. I don't know what it's going to be. But a false flag event. From all the things I've seen in the past, I've seen a few of them. This is probably the most ready time we ever have something like that. Any comments, Melody?
No.
I mean, when you get the FBI writing a letter like that, I think we should pay attention. I really do. I really do, and I don't know what's going to come out of this. I just feel in my gut that something's going to happen, whether it's a real event or made up event to get people scared, like I said, back to their homes and behave themselves. I don't know. We'll see. Border Patrol says agents will not remove Texas razor wire barriers. So the Federal Border Patrol, said we're not going to take it down, no matter what Biden says. In defiance of Biden administration's wishes, senior figures within Customs and Border Protection have stated there are no plans to have Border Patrol agents remove razor wire barriers erected along sections of the border by Texas National Guard. Fox News reports that a high-ranking CBP official told the network that their relationship with the Guard is strong. While this issue plays out in the courts, the relationship between Border Patrol, Texas DPS, and Texas Military Department remains strong, the official said, adding, "Our focus is still and will always be the mission of protecting this country and its people. On the ground, we continue to work alongside these valuable partners in that endeavor." The official continued adding, "Bottom line, Border Patrol has no plans to remove infrastructure, Constantine War, placed by Texas along the border. Our posture remains the same. If we need to access an area for emergency response, we will do so. When that happens, we will coordinate with Texas DPS and TMD," the official further declared. The Border Patrol Union has also issued a statement outlining that the agents will not interfere with Texas National Guard members carrying out lawful operations. Texas National Guard and rank and file BP agents work together and respect each other's jobs, period. If Texas NG members have lawful orders, then they have to carry out these orders, the statement notes. So even Biden's own underlings are ignoring him. We'll see what happens there. I mean, it's just something that it seems to keep adding on to this situation. And it doesn't look really like it's going to come to any peaceful resolve. We know the truckers, we'll get that to get to in a minute. The truckers are moving south right now. They started today. Leaving out of Florida and out of, I think, California, other places, heading into California, Arizona, and Texas, to set up roadblocks. And I understand it'll be hundreds of thousands of them. I don't know how it's going to be. I don't have no idea how many is going to be there. We'll cover more of that in a minute. Again, Abbott tells Tucker Carlson that he will not back down. And if Biden tries to nationalize the National Guard, which, by the way, the National Guard means National Guard. It used to be State Guard. Now they call it National Guard. So the federal government can nationalize it, but Biden does not have to allow it if he doesn't want to. Let's just hope these things do not increase beyond that. But now, Texas calls on private citizens to help defend border with razor wire amid other things. Texas said to help defend border walk with razor wire amid civil war escalation. Let me repeat that. Texas calls on private citizens to help defend border with razor wire amid civil war escalation. I knew private citizens would get involved sooner or later. They really have no choice. It's their homes being protected. And they can't depend on others still from all the time. But now Texas is calling on them to put up Constantine wire around their borders and protect their properties. Something to think about.
They should have done that a long time ago.
I agree.
So,
I agree.
Know, they late and a dollar short.
It's just. We always pray it wouldn't come to this. That this wouldn't even come close to this. That we would see maybe somebody some common sense say, "All right, we need these people are right. We got to stop this." But it's increased. It's almost like, well, they do want them here. Obviously, if they were not allowed to come in, they wouldn't be here. So obviously,
yeah. But you have a Congress and Senate that hasn't done anything.
I agree.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And now all of a sudden, everybody's in an outrage. Are you kidding me?
Well, you have to.
I mean, it's been going on for years, not just, you know.
And it's increased a lot under Biden. That's a fact. But the point of it is, no, I mean, we have a lot of talk, a lot of rhetoric. They're not going to give Biden his budget unless he cracks down on the border and on it goes. It's just more facade. I like to think that somebody's really going to do something for real, whether it be state or federal. Time will tell. We're getting close to that time. Time will tell. After the break here, we're going to cover the convoy of protesters. They call themselves God's Army, and what they plan on doing to the border. So, folks, there's a lot happening. Get yourself ready. Do it quickly. Go ahead, Melody.
And, yeah, we got about 15 seconds left of this segment. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. And we shall return in just a few short minutes. Thank you for joining us today.
Would you take me back to school?
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Article on the truckers' convoy. A convoy of protesters who deem themselves God's army were reported to make its way to the southern border next week as tensions rise between Texas and the Biden administration. Organizers of the Take Our Border Back convoy says the nation should stand up against globalists who they claim are conspiring to keep U.S. border open and allow illegal immigrants to cross to Mexico. This is a biblical monumental moment that's been put together by God, one of the organizers said on a recent planning call, reported by Vice. Another said, "We are besieged on all sides by dark forces of evil." A group reportedly planned to leave Monday from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and drive through the southeast with stopovers in Florida and Louisiana before arriving in Texas. The group plans to attend three separate rallies February 3rd in Texas, Arizona, and California, according to its website. The group is calling on active and retired law enforcement, military, veterans, elected officers, and law-abiding, freedom-loving Americans to join the cause. Their goal was to shed light on the obvious dangers posed by wide-open southern borders, according to a news release dated January 12th. Well, we will see what happens. Will this be a big puff of wind, nothing happens? Will this be what they say it's going to be? A huge undertaking. They asked me to be joined by American citizens, period, whether in law enforcement or military or veterans. No matter who you are, if you're free and loving American, they want you to come and join them in this endeavor to fight this plague. And if I had the wherewithal myself, I would go to the border. I'd like to be down there just reporting what happens. I would love to do that. I don't have the finances to do that, but I'd love to be there to do some in-person watching and videoing what's happening on the border. That I would really enjoy doing. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
Okay. Different topic, different part of the world. More trouble brewing. How drone strike death of U.S. soldiers in Jordan takes us a step closer to World War III, as Trump has warned, and Biden's response could further drag in Britain and play directly into the hands of Putin. The deaths of three U.S. soldiers in a drone attack by Iran-backed militants risk further inflaming the ongoing crisis in the Middle East, experts have warned. And Mel, we talked about this a month ago. Mm-hmm. Sooner or later, America's going to be killed. Then what? We discussed that. A former CIA director called the weekend strike on the U.S. base a dangerous escalation in tensions that have already engulfed the region following Hamas' October 7th attack on southern Israel and Israel's subsequent assault on Gaza. And now we know that the U.N. actually took part in this attack on October 7th. Whether U.N. heads directly, but some of the U.N. members did take part in this. After he warned that the U.S. shall respond to the strike, an analyst said U.S. President Joe Biden must be calculated in retaliation and strike a balance between pleasing those at home who want to see a show of force, averting a wider conflict. If the White House is not strong enough in response, experts say Iran's proxies will remain undeterred and continue to carry out attacks. Too strong, and Biden risks plunging the Middle East into a deeper conflict. Further escalation, one expert warns, will bring the Middle East to the precipice of a regional war, while another said they expect a serious escalation around the corner. In doing so, Biden also runs the risk of playing into the optimal scenario for Vladimir Putin, whose war in Ukraine would benefit greatly from the wider conflict. Meanwhile, one British MP warned that the escalation in the volatile region also affects the UK, saying it could become unnecessary for Britain to get involved. It's important that the British people understand this. This is one example of the many new era of insecurity that we're entered in and that we need to prepare for, said former Defense Select Committee Chairman and soldier Tobias Elwood. Such concerns come amid fears that the wars in Europe and the Middle East could proliferate into something even larger, with the former U.S. President Donald Trump warning on Sunday, we are on the brink of World War III. There you go. We will see. It doesn't sound like a very promising future in the Middle East either. Comments, Mildy?
No. I mean, I can't imagine how anyone, but again, it just depends on where people get their news. If they get it from their local channels, there's not going to be a whole lot of information on there. And, you know, when you see Biden saying that, it's so, I feel sorry for the guy. I don't feel sorry for the guy. I feel sorry for an old man. I mean, he was part that destroyed this nation, so I don't feel sorry for Joe Biden, but I feel sorry for an old man. Does that make sense?
It does.
And go ahead.
I feel sorry for our children and grandchildren.
I feel sorry for them, too. I feel sorry for us because we're still going to be living through whatever's going to happen.
Looks like it. Biden and, faces pressure. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. So it's a lot of the kids today don't know any different.
No,
we
don't.
Do. But we do.
They grew up in a whole different world than you and I have. Ages 30, 35 on up, on down, they have no idea what you and I saw and lived through. They have no idea. Biden faces pressure to strike Iran after U.S. troops killed. The killing of three U.S. troops and wounding of dozens more on Sunday by Iran-backed militants piling political pressure on President Joe Biden to deal with a blow directly against Iran, a move that has been reluctant to do out of fear of igniting a broader war. Biden's response options could range anywhere from targeting Iranian forces outside to even inside Iran, or opting for a more cautious retaliatory attack solely against Iran-backed militants responsible, experts say. American forces in the Middle East have been attacked more than 150 times by Iran-backed forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan, and off the coast of Yemen since Israeli-Hamas war erupted in October. But until Sunday's attack on a remote outpost known as Tower 22 near Jordan's northeastern border with Syria, the strikes had not killed U.S. troops or wounded so many. That allowed Biden the political space to mete out U.S. retaliation, inflicting costs on Iran-backed forces without risking a direct war with Tehran. Biden said the United States would respond without giving any more details. Again, this is not looking promising for this region. It is not, because Iran-backed terrorists promise more pressure on West after killings of Americans on Syria border. A leader in one of the several groups identifying under the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, Brand, declared that on Sunday that any negotiations between Baghdad and Washington with the presence of U.S. troops, that there will prompt more pressure on the occupiers. The statement republished in an Iranian newspaper, Press TV, after appearing in the new Arab publication, followed an announcement by President Obama on Sunday that jihadists has killed three American service persons and injured dozens in a drone attack on the border between Syria and Jordan. Biden claimed the strikes occurred in Jordan, where the Pentagon has about 3,000 troops stationed. The Jordanian government insists the attack occurred on the Syrian border. So the Iran-backed terrorists promised more pressure, and more attacks than ever before. I don't see them backing down at all. Do you, Melody?
No, I really don't. It's gone too far. I mean, what would be the one thing that anybody would back away? There isn't anything. What would be the one thing that would make them go back away? Nothing.
And the consequences of both sides not willing to come together could be something our nation, none of us has ever faced before.
No.
That should scare everybody a little bit. It really should. As a whole, we do not have solid people leading these nations.
Well, the thing of it is also, you know, but here's something else too. We don't have Americans in this country anymore. I mean, there's no support. I mean, and you know, that's why these politicians get away with what they get away with.
That's true.
That people wanted a melting pot. That's what we got. There's no Americans. Yeah.
It's undermined everything this nation is built on. Undermined it. Totally.
Yep.
Saudi tankers given passage through Red Sea by Houthis alongside Russia and China. China and Russia aren't the only country being given a pass from Yemen's Houthi rebels. But Saudi Arabia is also exporting crude oil through the Red Sea as if it's perfectly normal times. Well, almost. At a moment that especially Western and any and all Israeli-linked vessels are being targeted by rocket and drone attacks out of Yemen, the head of Aramco's refining oil trading and remarketing division, Mohammed Al-Qahtani, has continued to Bloomberg. We are moving in the Red Sea with the oil and products cargoes. He added that the risk remained manageable. As we've been chronicling, a who's who of major tanker and container shipping companies have hauled the Red Sea as transit instead of opting for a much longer voyage around the Cape of Good Hope, in Africa. This typically adds about $1 million to the total transit bill for a lit tanker. A $1 million extra expense. Wonder who's going to pay that? Comments, Melody, on that?
Nope.
Trying to get the next article here. For Europe and NATO, a Russian invasion is no longer unthinkable. President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia once proclaimed this dissolution of the Soviet Empire, the greatest geopolitical catastrophe in the 20th century. At the time, back in 2005, few expected him to do anything about it. But then came Russia occupation of the Abkhazia and South Ossetia from Georgia in 2008. Its backing for Ukrainian separatists and annexation of Crimea in 2014, and most recently the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Now, with the rise of former President Donald J. Trump, who in the past has vowed to leave NATO, recently threatened never to come to the aid of his allies, concerns are rising among European nations that Mr. Putin could invade NATO nation over the coming decade, and that they might have to face the forces without U.S. support. That could happen in as few as 5 years after the conclusion of the war in Ukraine, according to some officials and experts who believe that that would be enough for time for Moscow to rebuild and rearm its military. Not a pleasant thought, is it?
No.
Not a pleasant thought. What if we don't support NATO any longer? And what if Trump does what he says he's going to do? Not that I can blame him for it. But what will Europe do if Russia does decide to take out a couple countries? Just a question for people to ponder about.
Well, they're not going to do it unless there's a world war going on somewhere else and nobody's looking.
And that could happen at any time, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Or maybe a civil war in the United States. Who knows?
But they're not going to do it while everybody's looking and they're not distracted by anything else. But right now, you know, so they're, it seems to me Russia is very patient.
Yeah, they have been, really. They have been. I'm surprised that this war in Ukraine has lasted as long as it has. I would think Russia has the capability to end it in a day's time, but it hasn't. Siege of Paris. Farmers shut down entrances to French capital in protest against green agenda. Farmers and people around the world getting fed up with all this green nonsense. Matter of fact, Germany and some other places already realized that the windmills are killing wildlife. Birds and mammals are being driven off the land because of windmills. They don't like them, so they're shutting them down. Kicking off the siege of Paris on Monday, 1,000 farmers took to the tractors in a coordinated attempt to block off entrance to the French capital. Protests against globalist green policies, they say, are destroying the ability to stay in business. An escalation of the latest example of popular uprisings that have come to define President Macron's tenure in office. Farmers descend in the tractors, shut down major highways leading into Paris on Monday, following a week of similar protests throughout the country. According to the Le Figaro, a newspaper, farmers successfully enacted the blockade on 8 major highways, with tractors lined up for tens of kilometers around the ring road surrounding Paris. In total, 16 highways and 30 administrative departments around the city were impacted by the demonstrations on Monday, while separate farmer uprisings continued in at least 40 other locations throughout the country. People are getting fed up with all this nonsense, and it's about time. I'm starting to realize this has all been a man-made hoax. There are no such thing as fossil fuels, and folks, that's a scientific fact. Oil and other natural gas are all renewable. We're not running out of it. Now, that is a scientific fact. So we're seeing this nonsense coming to a head. People are starting to realize this is not going to work. It can't work. It's a way to enslave the people and lower us all into middle-class status because we won't have the means to take care of ourselves. Melly, what do you want to say?
Well, you know, I mean, that's all true. I mean, there is no, and you know what always interests me is those that do believe in climate change and, well, global warming, because that's what it started out to be, and it wasn't accepted as global warming, so they had to change it to climate change. It's a little more acceptable to most people. But they never look to both sides. They just come to the conclusions, and people just believe what they're fed. And it's like, no, if you think they're telling you truth, view both sides. And then people would understand that it's just another hoax. Yeah, I believe we're having changes in our climate, but I definitely don't believe it's from the fossil fuels. Are you kidding me? I think there has more to do with how many satellites are up there in space. All that stuff up there. I mean, all this... I mean, there's tons of satellites that go up every single week.
More every day, yes.
More and more every day. But nobody ever talks about all the other things that could impact the climate. So anyway, we're out of time. That's going to impact us being here because we don't have any more time. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
There seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817.